says, I raise my hands. As I raise my hands, let a miracle happen. Hey, who's from Mozambique? Who is in Mozambique?
My sister. We are two. We are born two.
I don't know, but I'm moving around to tell someone, God will take you from one level to another level. And the moment I look at this man, God showed me someone in Mozambique.
Oh, yes.
It is your sister.
My sister.
She's in Mozambique.
Exactly.
And the Lord said, tell this man, turn around. Just turn around. Can I say something to you?
Yes, Papa.
Do you believe I'm a prophet?
100%.
If I be a prophet.
Amen.
I saw something.
Oh, yes.
To do with a car.
Yes.
And the Lord said, release these keys to him.
I receive.
Something will happen.
I receive, Papa.
And I saw someone, you'll be connected to somebody. And this person, I see this person buying you a car.
I receive, Papa.
And I'm seeing it white in color.
I receive, Papa.
Take it in the name of Jesus. Where are you?
We are Castro, Sisi.
As I look at you, I
see. Oh, yes.
Am I allowed to prophesy?
Prophesy, Major!
And I prophesied as I was commanded.
Do it, Papa!
And as I prophesied, breath came unto breath. Flesh came unto flesh.
Oh, yes!
And for the dry bones that were dry,
yes.
As I prophesied,
prophesy.
Bone came to bone.
Yes!
Flesh came to flesh.
Yes!
May your life begin to make sense from today.
I receive!
I prophesy a turnaround.
I receive!
I prophesy a new chapter.
I receive!
I prophesy a new beginning.
I receive!
Receive in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah!
Are you working or do you have business?
Yes, first negócio.
Huh?
He's saying that he doesn't speak English. He only speaks Portuguese.
Oh. So where do you stay?
Aonde que você vive?
Eu sou de Tete, mas vivo em Maputo.
So he comes from Tete, but he lives in Maputo.
Because what does he want God to do for him?
O que é que você quer que Deus faça na sua vida?
Eu quero que Deus faça milagre para mim. Eu faço negócio e trabalho. E lá estou a estudar em regime de bolsa.
So he wants God to do a miracle in his life. He wants like a boss. He wants to go overseas.
If you believe. What I see in the spirit about this man. What the Lord is showing me, that we should pray for him. Because what I saw something that is concerning me in the spirit realm.
I receive.
Ele diz que vê algo no espírito concernante a ti.
Sim, sim.
Now, as I was talking about the man,
o momento que ele estava olhando para você,
what did he say he wants?
O que é que você quer que Deus faça na sua vida?
Quero que Deus faça milagre para minha vida.
So he wants God to do a miracle in his life.
And he said he wants what? That time?
O que mais?
Quero que Deus amplie meus limites e haja conexão com os negócios, o negócio que eu faço.
So he wants for God to amplify his ways and also to give him chance to make business.
You see, as a prophet, that when a man is telling you, you may actually see, as a prophet, I see he's not saying why he is here. I don't know whether he's under attack, but that's not why he has come here for.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The Lord is showing me there is a problem with a woman
Deus me mostra nesse
by the name Anna.
Uma mulher do nome Anna. Conheces essa pessoa?
Yes. Because what I see in the spirit,
o que eu vejo no espírito,
the Lord says there's an issue to do with the womb.
Que tem algo tem concernado
é verdade,
o seu ventre.
Minha esposa tem problema de...
He's saying that indeed my prophet is true. His wife has issues with her womb.
Estou com ela há 6 anos, mas nunca tivemos fruto da barriga.
They have been together for 6 years and have no kids.
And he comes here, I ask him, what do you want? And he says, he wants God to amplify his life.
Prophesy, Major.
And if his wife is watching right now, she's so shocked.
Oh, yes.
You say, I have sent you to go to Malawi for my problem. Oh, yes. And you are saying God wants to amplify your life. Their name is Anna. It's not just Anna. She's called Anna. Another name is called Maria.
Anna Maria, yes, Papa. Ever that, Papa. Ever that.
Shamisha. Prophesy, Teddy.
He is confirming and saying that he did, my prophet. It's Anna Maria.
But as we're standing right now, I want everyone else to know in this arena, there is nothing impossible right now. Come on, I want to hear the joy for that.
I receive it, Papa. I receive it, Papa.
You didn't hear me.
Eu acho que vocês não ouviram.
Just a moment. I said there is nothing impossible right now.
O profeta disse que não há nada impossível.
I said right now.
Neste momento, agora.
We can pray for anything. It will happen now.
Tudo que ele orar nesse momento vai acontecer.
How many believe?
Quantos acreditam?
Now, for you to know I'm a
agora,
prophet.
Agora, para você que saiba que ele realmente é um profeta.
By next year,
o próximo ano,
a date like today,
dia como hoje,
your wife will have a child.
A tua mulher vai ter filho.
And the child will be a baby boy.
E essa criança vai ser filho rapaz.
And his name shall be called Jeremiah.
E ele vai se chamar Jeremias.
You can capture this prophecy.
Oh, yes.
And you can save it in your phone anywhere else.
Guarda essa profecia
what
muito bem
I have spoken
oh, yes. que eu falei,
will not fall on the ground.
Não vai cair para o chão.
You will stand on this altar.
So today is my day.
Taramande Vehide. Father, I pray for her. Something. I saw a book opened for you. There's a miracle about to happen to you next month.
Yes, Lord. I receive it, man of God.
How many believe that God can make a miracle? But God said, I'm about to stop those attacks right
yes,
now.
Yes, Daddy.
Do you believe?
I believe, Daddy.
Who's
born is my sister, Cecilia.
Where is she?
She's here in Lilongwe, 6 miles.
How many believe that God can do a wonder?
Stand, Daddy.
Who's Gladys? Who's Gladys?
I am.
Huh?
I am.
Major, 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 major. Prophesy, major.
What did you come with?
With my friend.
Bring your friend forward as well. You are a friend?
Yeah.
Is it your first time to be here?
No.
What about you?
Yeah, it's my
first time.
Huh?
It's our first time.
It's our first time.
Yeah.
I can see she's so nervous. It's her first time.
Yes.
Now, let me start with you who is on your first time being here. You see, the Lord tells me that he's going to give you wisdom how to expand your business.
I listen.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Are you into fashion?
Yes.
You are into fashion?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm a tailor.
You are a tailor?
Yes.
I saw like all these machines around you.
Yes.
Like the machines.
Oh, yes.
And I was passing through Area 18.
Yes, and I said, that's my place.
That's where you stay
yes.
or your business is?
No, that's where I stay.
That's where you stay?
Yes.
The Lord has remembered you today. Amen. There's going to be an expansion
I listen.
Beyond your thinking. There'll be an idea and a wisdom
I
that
listen.
God will give it to
I
you.
Listen.
How many believe that God can actually work into your life and transform everything around you? Now, hear this. Never stop believing.
Amen.
What have I said?
I should never stop believing.
Whenever I look at you, I see grace ahead of you.
Amen.
So many people will know Jesus because of miracles around you.
Amen.
You have gone through a lot.
Oh, yes.
But all those things you went through were a preparation to prepare your heart.
Amen.
Because of what God is about to do in your life.
Amen. I listen.
So you brought her today?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
You're so much worried. It's like you supply things to people.
Yes, I do.
Am I saying the truth?
Yes, you are.
You are doing a business of supply.
Yes.
But it's the things you supply are like these things like from the kitchen, like all these
yes,
type of things.
Yes, exactly.
You supply those things?
Yes, yes.
And when you supply to people, they don't pay you money.
Yeah, they're not giving me money.
I can't hear you.
Yes, they haven't been paying me.
And because of that, your business is going down.
Yes, exactly.
It's like where there's a rice cooker.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
You wanted even to be having free chairs, and you have been thinking to expand it. Huh?
Yes, exactly. I want my business to expand.
Are you not surprised I'm telling you? It's your first time being here, right?
Yes, it's my first time.
Major!
The Lord told me to say, do not worry. Hello? You have come here so that He can actually meet you. This is beyond your business.
Amen.
God, He wants you to surrender totally.
Amen.
Your will to Him.
Amen. I listen.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Jesus loves you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you believe He died for you?
Yes.
Pray for these people. Similarity. All these three I've just mentioned here, there's a similarity. And it's not given for one. The scripture says, verse 3, if I give you a prophecy, but he who prophesies speaks a defection and exhortation and comfort, not to many, not to one. That's plural. So if I speak to one person, another person may be going through the same situation. Is where you are, you also receive a miracle. Just stand up.
My day. It is my day, Papa.
Yes. I don't know who, but in your family.
Yes. Yes, Papa.
God told me to rebuke arthritis.
Yes, Papa.
I don't know who this person, but I saw an issue.
Yes, Papa.
To do with some pains in the lower back and joints of a certain person. And God said, rebuke it, number
it's
one.
Me, Papa.
Then I saw another level of diabetes.
Yes.
And God said, rebuke this sugar.
My husband.
And the Lord said, as yes. I speak,
yes, Papa.
A miracle is going to happen.
I receive.
And the Lord said to me,
yes, Papa.
I should speak concerning your daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you said that we should pray for three petitions, I prayed for my daughter here.
You
pray
for your daughter?
Yes.
How
Mama,
many daughters do you have?
I have one.
You have one daughter?
Yes, Papa.
And God said, pray for her because I see an opening.
Yes.
Because I see her in the kitchen.
Yeah, yes.
But this is not just a small thing.
Yes, Papa.
It's a big thing. This
yes,
is
Papa.
A huge opening.
Yes, Papa.
Where I see her with a new door opening.
Yes, Papa.
But in a very big kitchen.
Yes, Papa.
Don't I receive it?
I receive it.
Shout three times, I receive.
I receive.
One, two. There is a man at the back there. You are a cyber security scientist. At the back there, you're from America. Come here. You are a cyber security scientist. You are from America. You just came. Nobody knows you are here.
I'm here.
And you are thinking, as I was talking to her, can't the prophet locate me?